Well, I didn't get to talk about this last week because, like we said, I was doing my theme week on back to school.
Yes.
So I thought today we'd talk about Elizabeth II.
Yes.
She passed away last weekend, the age of 96.
96, yeah. The advanced age, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So Elizabeth II was Queen of the United Kingdom and Queen Regnant of 32 sovereign states during her lifetime and 15 at the time of her death. Her reign of 70 years and 214 days is the longest of any British monarch and the longest recorded of any female head of state in history.
Wow.
She was the second longest reigning sovereign in world history.
Jeez.
Behind only Louis XIV of France.
Okay, Louis XIV. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth was born in Mayfair, London, as the first child of the Duke and Duchess of York. She wasn't born an heir apparent to the throne, though.
No.
During her grandfather's reign, she was third in line of succession.
Okay.
Behind her uncle Edward and her father. Although her birth generated public interest, she was not expected to become queen.
Oh, boy.
As Edward was still young and likely to marry and have children of his own.
Yeah.
Who would then obviously precede Elizabeth in the line of succession there.
Sure, yeah, right.
So, but Edward abdicated the throne less than a year after taking it, so his brother, Elizabeth's father, ascended to the throne, making her, then at 10 years old, the first in line to become queen.
So there's you're saying there's a chance for Harry, then, is what you're saying. Harry might get there.
Well,
he's closer, right? I mean, if...
isn't William closer?
Well, yeah, but he's only got to get through William.
Right.
William's all that stands in his way after his father.
And William's son, right?
Oh, does it go that way?
Yeah, I think maybe. So. I don't know. You're the one that's from there. Like, you should know this information.
You think we just all know the rules?
Yeah, I do.
No, we don't know the rules. Oh. It's very complicated.
It does seem very complicated.
Unnecessarily so, probably, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. Right. So when World War II broke out in 1939, Elizabeth, who was then just a teenager, begged her father to join the effort somehow.
Okay.
She started out by making radio broadcasts geared toward raising the morale of British children.
Hey, come on, a fellow broadcaster.
Yes, and Elizabeth eventually joined the Women's Auxiliary Territorial Service and trained as a truck driver and a mechanic in 1945 when she was 18 years
old. Swinging those wrenches. Imagine that. Like, she's under the hood of the truck and just fixing it all.
Absolutely. So Queen Elizabeth II was the only female royal family member to have entered the armed forces and, until her death, was the only living head of state who officially served in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah. So in November of 1947, she married Philip Mountbatten, a former prince of Greece and Denmark, and their marriage lasted 73 years until his death in 2021.
That's right.
Elizabeth officially ascended to the throne at just 25 years of age when her father died in February of 1952. She was the world's most well-traveled head of state, visiting more than 115 countries between hundreds of official state visits, but she didn't even have a passport.
Oh, well, it should be tough getting through security then, wouldn't
it? Right. Since all British passports are officially issued in the Queen's name, she technically didn't need one.
Didn't need one?
She also didn't need a driver's license because, again, Britain officially issues driver's licenses in her name.
Right.
So no passport, no driver's license. I guess you don't really need a, I mean.
Would she have any identification?
I don't know.
You can get an ID card here, right? If you don't have a driver's license, there's an official ID. She must have had something.
What would she need that people would be like?
I mean, there's a lot of people who
prove you're the queen.
People know. Like, if Brad Pitt, you know, something happened to him, we'd be like, well, that's Brad Pitt, obviously.
Right. I don't know.
The same would be true for the queen, but nothing?
Yeah. I don't know. Not sure.
I don't know.
Not sure. So Elizabeth rarely gave interviews.
A credit card? She didn't have a credit card with her name on it?
She has a credit card?
She carried a purse. She has $500 million worth of stuff.
Right.
Fabergé eggs. Am I stealing some of your wiki?
Fabergé eggs. Are you serious?
That's part of her collection. Stamps.
Really? Oh.
Fabergé eggs. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well,
interesting.
You know more about Fabergé eggs now.
So Elizabeth rarely gave interviews and little was known of her personal feelings. Her main leisure interests included equestrianism and dogs, especially her Pembroke Welsh corgis.
Yeah.
Her lifelong love of corgis began in 1933, and she owned more than 30 of them during her reign.
Not at once.
What?
Not all at once.
Oh, no.
That's more like Barry V with his dogs.
So Elizabeth also helped engineer the Dorgie, which is a crossbreed of corgi and dachshund.
Cute.
This hybrid started when one of her corgis mated with a dachshund belonging to Prince Margaret.
Oops.
So there was a Dorgie. Yeah.
The Dorgie was born, literally.
So the Corgis enjoyed a privileged life in Buckingham Palace. They resided in a bespoke room devoted to their habitation, known as the Corgi Room, and they slept in elevated wicker baskets. Oh. The Queen tended to the Corgis in her kennel herself. Oh. The Corgis had an extensive menu at the palace, which included fresh rabbit and beef served by a gourmet chef. Oh,
wow.
After the Queen's death, it was announced that her son, Prince Andrew, and Sarah would adopt the two surviving royal Corgis, and they would be resettled to their residence in the Royal Lodge on the Windsor Estate.
Well, I hope the food is as good over there.
It better be.
Yeah, otherwise.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Queen Elizabeth II, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song. I'm not sure if this is about Queen Elizabeth or not, but it's called Her Royal Majesty by James Darren.
Well, we'll pretend it is. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 with James Darren, Her Royal Majesty. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record? Oh, hang on. Do it now with your microphone on.
Because we were talking about Queen Elizabeth II.
Right. Yes. Of course we were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, Queen Elizabeth II was the second longest reigning sovereign in world history.
She trained as a truck driver and mechanic during World War II.
And she didn't have a passport or a driver's license.
There you go.
Didn't need one.
I
guess when it's in your name, what do you need? What do you need one for?
So did Philip have one, her husband? He must have had to have
one. I'm sure. Probably.
Do you think if it came license renewal time, he could just ask her to be like, hey, can you rush this through the DMV for me or whatever it is over there?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
just
right?
Stop talking.
Sure.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Folks want to learn more about Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah, all right. Now, you do know they're switching so the Queen is on all the currency.
Yeah.
And they're switching it over to King Charles the III.
Are they?
So he's going to be on there. So it's going to take a couple of years for them to do it, I've heard.
Right.
Because there's a lot of money out there.
There's a lot in circulation. Sure.
I mean, Canada has
her
as well.
I was going to say Canada, yeah.
So imagine they have to go. So right now somebody's going through their photos on their phone. Like, which is the best picture of Charles to use? Or do you think they bring him in, they do like a...
Oh, no, they've got to do like a full photo shoot.
A photo shoot.
A full money photo shoot. Yeah,
yeah. This one's for the £1 note.
Yeah.
Is it the same picture on all of them? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
I have so many questions. I do have
questions. But that is a lot. That's a lot of work. You get for
whatever
putting
picture,
people who are alive on your currency.
Right. Whatever picture you put on there, that's going to stay for a long, long time. And everybody gets a copy.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Better hope you have a good hair day that day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can use them with the filters and make it look
primo. Yeah, there you go.
Real nice, Clark. All right, Sarah, thanks so much. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episodes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Melanie Sands standing by with the first look at our commute in just a few minutes. The forecast from Josh, the Stones, the Jeff Healey Band, Rod Stewart, and more, all on Legends 102.7.